Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my new devotional book, Fresh Hope for Today, Devotions for Joy on the Journey. Sometimes life takes a detour and our way grows weary, but this book's 90 meditations renew our hope with its reminders of God's presence with us. You can buy it wherever Christian books are sold and on my website, gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 2 Timothy 4:7.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I've had the privilege of getting to know some incredible people in my lifetime, people whose legacy lives on and on. One couple, Elf and Margaret Bain, lived aboard a wooden boat more than 70 years ago. They traveled up and down the British Columbia coast in good weather and bad, to share Jesus' love in practical ways with lighthouse keepers and their families, with loggers, and with those living in communities inaccessible by road. Eventually, a landowner donated waterfront property on a sheltered harbor, and there the Baines established a Christian summer camp for children. They worked hard and selflessly. Together with volunteers and donations from others, the facility grew to provide year-round ministry opportunities for families, church groups, and schools. Although the Baines passed away several years ago, that camp ministry still flourishes today. So does their legacy as people who sacrificially and joyfully loved and served Jesus. When I read today's Bible verse, I immediately think about Alf and Margaret as examples of people who fought the good fight, finished the race, and kept the faith. The Apostle Paul was such an example, too. He wrote today's verse knowing his death was near. His words were like a triumphant declaration of having lived out God's call on his life and of leaving a spiritual legacy that would inspire generations to come. I want to leave a legacy that inspires future generations to love and serve Jesus. And I suspect you do too. So how can we do this? Let's take a deep dive into Paul's words to discover the secret to a lasting spiritual legacy. First, I have fought the good fight. The words fought and fight come from the same Greek word from which our word agony comes. It means a combat or a fierce competition. So Paul was implying that his ministry had been a fierce battle, and indeed it was. He was severely beaten several times and shipwrecked on three occasions. He'd spent time in prison, faced robbers, he'd gone hungry and thirsty, and he'd endured countless sleepless nights, all for the sake of preaching the gospel. But despite the battles he encountered, he stood firm in his faith and carried out his calling without regrets. According to Ephesians 6, 12 and 13, we're engaged in combat too. These verses describe the battle and tell us how to respond. They say our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. The difficulties we face in this life might tempt us to turn around and run, to retreat to a space we consider safe. But God has empowered us to stand firm and to fight using the spiritual armor He has provided. Let's take up the challenge and fight the good fight until God takes us to heaven. Second, I have finished the race. Some versions say, I have finished my course. In the original language, the word for course denotes a foot race or a running track. No matter what difficulties Paul faced, he kept running. He refused to be tripped up or distracted. He kept his focus on the finish line and moved steadily toward it. God has given each of us a particular race to run. Our role is to stay on the track He's chosen for us and to not compare our race with that of anyone else. Paul's words here sound like his writings in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So keep running, my friend. You will encounter trials, but keep running. Keep your eyes on the prize and refuse to give up. And lastly, I have kept the faith. The word for kept denotes the responsibility of a group of soldiers to stand watch and protect something of value. No matter how fierce the assault against them, they were not to back down or surrender. Paul fulfilled this mandate well. No matter the attacks he faced, he did not back down or surrender. He stood on guard like a faithful soldier standing watch at his post. Again, no matter what attacks come against us, God has given us everything we need to stand our ground, to not wave the white flag of surrender to the enemy who strives to take us out. Someday we'll come to the end of our lives like Paul did, and like my good friends Elf and Margaret. What will people say about us then? Will they say that we were steadfast, that we didn't give up, that we stood firm in our faith until the very end? I hope so. Let's choose now to fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith so our legacy inspires generations to love and serve Jesus as He deserves. Let's pray. Father God, thank You for godly examples of men and women who have gone before us. Thank You for their steadfastness in the faith and in the work You gave them to do. Help us be steadfast too. Strengthen us to fight the good fight, to finish the race, and to keep the faith. Make our lives an example for the generations to come, so that they too might stand firm in the faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.